In this bulletin, New South Wales passes a crucial vaccine milestone, the resort island of Bali hit by a deadly earthquake, and in sport, the Peter Moody-trained Incentivise takes out the $5 million Caulfield Cup. Good morning, Claire Slattery with SBS News. New South Wales has become the first state in Australia to reach the 80% COVID-19 double-dose vaccination target. Premier Dominic Perrottet announced the news in a post on Facebook, thanking healthcare staff and everyone who's gotten vaccinated. Prime Minister Scott Morrison congratulated the state on the achievement, calling it a tremendous effort. It means COVID restrictions will now be further eased on Monday. Caps on weddings and funerals will be lifted, 20 visitors will be allowed inside a home, and up to 50 people can gather outdoors. Masks will also no longer have to be worn in offices, community sports can resume, and nightclubs can reopen. New South Wales recorded 319 new local COVID cases and 2 deaths on Saturday. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is today expected to announce when Melbourne's 6th lockdown will end. The state is expected to reach its 70% double-dose vaccination target ahead of schedule as early as Thursday. Yesterday, Victoria recorded 1,993 new local COVID cases and 7 deaths, including a 15-year-old girl with other health conditions. And police have arrested 57 protesters who rallied in Melbourne in defiance of lockdown orders yesterday. A small number of demonstrators converged on Princes Park in the city's north, but were outnumbered by police. At least 3 people have been killed and another 7 injured after the Indonesian resort island of Bali was hit by a magnitude 4.8 earthquake. The quake, which was followed by a magnitude 4.3 aftershock, struck just before dawn on Saturday, causing people to run outdoors in panic. Nenga Kutawa, the head of the Bunga village, says many houses have been destroyed.
Nearly 60% of the houses in our village were damaged and could no longer be lived in, while one person suffered broken bones and 3 children were injured by falling debris.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Labour leader Keir Starmer have visited the church where a British MP was fatally stabbed. The pair took turns to lay flowers outside Belfair's Methodist Church, then stood for a moment in silence before leaving. Long-serving Conservative politician David Amos was stabbed to death in a meeting with constituents at Lee-on-Sea, east of London, in what police have described as a terrorist attack with links to Islamic extremism. UK Home Secretary Priti Patel says greater safety and protection measures for MPs are being considered.
Now, clearly there is a live police investigation taking place right now. There are obviously discussions around MP security too. And when we think of David himself, man of the people, he was killed doing a job that he loved, serving his own constituents as an elected democratic member. And of course, acts of this are absolutely wrong, and we cannot let that get in the way of our functioning democracy.
The Nationals have selected author and former real estate agent Nicole Overall as their candidate for the Monaro by-election in New South Wales. If elected, she would be the first female member for Monaro in its 165-year history. The by-election was triggered by the resignation of former Nationals leader and New South Wales Deputy Premier John Barilaro. Nicole Overall says she's honoured to be pre-selected.
I believe that the Nationals are the party that are the closest to the people. They are grassroots, they are about the community, and that's what I have always been about myself. Hopefully be the one who continues to represent Monaro and be able to deliver for this brilliant electorate. And of course, it's not lost on me the historic import of being potentially the first female member for Monaro in its history as well.
In horse racing, and the Peter Moody-trained Incentivise has taken out the $5 million Caulfield Cup. Ridden by jockey Brett Preble, the horse overcame a torrid run to break away from the field in the final straight of the 2,400-metre handicap. Nonconformist finished second and Person third. In Sydney, star sprinting thoroughbred Nature Strip claimed the $15 million Everest before 10,000 racegoers at Randwick. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, there'll be a shower or two and an expected top of 22 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 23. In Melbourne, it'll be partly cloudy with a top of 19 degrees. Hobart, cloudy and 17. Canberra, sunny, 19. Wollongong, similar conditions and 20. Also sunny in Sydney and 22 degrees. A similar forecast for Newcastle, 24. Brisbane, sunny, 28. Cairns, a possible shower and 33. In Darwin, there'll be showers and a possible storm headed for a top of 33 degrees. That's SBS News.